For it is by that most excellent name, the name of Yahweh Almighty, we enter into the presence of our Abba by the power, the revelation, Yahshua HaMashiach. And as we bow in your presence this Shabbat, we bow before you in Yahshua's mighty name, that your strength shall fill Israel. We prepare our love, our minds, to receive your truth. So at the sound of the certainty of the shofar, we prepare for this battle. Among us, Almighty Yahweh. For we do take great delight in your presence, the Shabbaton. We come to rest in the bosom of our Abba. We delight in the revelation and the knowledge of Yahshua the Lamb. Fill Israel, cause the love of Israel to be charged with the power of your emats, by the power of your Torah. For we have been constrained by our own will and our own flesh. We come before you this Shabbat as we bow down to impel, to destroy the desire, the will, and the purpose of our own natural proclivity, our desires. We walk in the steps of Yahshua before you, Abba, to please you in all things. So we ask in that mighty name of Yahshua to fill us with your Ruachem, with your knowledge, your revelation, with your fear, your Yirah, with the power of understanding, your Dar'at, Binah. Fill Yisrael. Touch us all today because of we're in need of the mighty power of your Ruah to move among us. Your healing power, the strength of your healing virtues. Heal us all until we'll heal Yah. Take away the fears of doubt and speculation as to how things are. For we know that all is well in Yahshua. For Israel scattered throughout the nations of the world abroad. We pray for them. We pray for your comforting upon Israel this Shabbat, wherever, whatever nation, as the Shabbat has passed for many. But yet, as we gather here in the Bayit of our Abba to worship, to praise, to esteem him mightily, strengthen us all by the revelation, the testimony of Yahshua the Lamb. For you have given us a sure thing. You have given us a sodig, a righteous thing. We bind every power of hell, every vile thing, every spirit that war against your integrity. Now give us all strength in that today. Fill us all with your Ruah. Bless those that are in need of your healing power. So we pray for those here, touch them mightily, and those that listen by the live stream of the broadcast. Bless them all, I do pray. Strengthen them. We barak you for the gifts and the offerings that have come in on the past week. We barak you for that, Yah. Bless those, the widows that sent their mites, and those that sent offering, substantial, and those that sent the small mite, Yah. For it is all substantial. For it is needed for the kingdom work. And we do barak you for that. Help us all, I do pray today. Give us all understanding and wisdom. Open the ears of Israel that we may hear what the Ruach speaks. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. We trust you for the Teshua, Yahshua's mighty name. And all Israel cry hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, lift your hands and cry hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Unto Yahweh the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Is by the excellence of your Ruach, we gather in the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. We told you for all things this blessed day that has given us assurance. You commanded unto Israel to remember the Shabbat, and it will be a Shabbaton unto Israel. You commanded them to keep it kadosh, set apart from activities of the preceding days. So we brought you this Shabbat. We take shalom with Yahshua in this great shalom today. We may rest in your emet. We do pray that you speak to us, not by the wisdom of the man that shall speak, but from your bosom today, Yah. Make your emet known unto Israel. There shall be a shout of Torah. If he wrath, joyfulness unto you, Yah. They shall know that you have answered and spoken all things unto Israel this day. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. For there is no other name given on the Hashemayim, whereby we can be saved, but in the power of Yahweh are we saved. We brought you, we told our Abba. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, I pray that Yahweh, by the power of Yahshua, that true revelation, will speak to you. Shalom, my friend, in Yahshua. Hallelujah. Shalom, Israel. May the Ahava of Yah rest in our bosom. May the delight of His Hamashiach, Yahshua, fill our love with desires, great passion of delight. For I do take great delight in the wonderful works of Almighty Yahweh, that He has wrought, worked in the capacity of His living word, power, of His truth revealed unto the seed that He has elected. It is not according to our election or our foreknowledge or foresight. It is according to the sovereign choice of the Most High. And as we began to understand the intricates of that and understand the beauty of what He has done in His selection process, not that we had qualities or gifts to offer, it was simply by His own choosing that He has chosen you today, that you may come before Him. For we have no riches of ourselves in the natural resources of the world. But we do have a mouth and a love that we can offer up unto Him today. Hallelujah. I want you to simply look to the one that is beside you and just say, Toda. You understand it could be your wife, your son, your Ahava, your mother, your father. And so what a blessed assurance we have today that we can, Toda Yah, for those that are the same body and are the same fellowship. And I will never, hallelujah, I will never discount the abundance of the blessings of Yahweh. They do not consist of the trinkets of this life. As Brother Dale reminded us during Sukkot, he spoke of his riches, yet they do not bound him down. He is not worried, he is not concerned with the future, because he expressed unto us, he knows that his future is already settled. He simply waits for the promises of Yahweh, the coming of the kingdom of our Abba. Let me say this to us, brothers and sisters. I know that our natural mind cannot understand the power of the kingdom. Neither can it understand the great works that Yah has done when he pulled from his bosom a truth, a word, and he made it flesh. And it dwelt among us as the Son, as the birth one of Almighty Yahweh. And in that one was the power of his kabod, his tefirath, and the strength and integrity of his bosom. And yet it was done. And yet it was done. In all of the mystics of religion, there has always been one that is much more supreme than man. And Yah is the only supreme one. He is the only mighty one. He is the only great one. He is the only Abba. He is the only one that can father, because he has fathered us all. And he has brought us forth out of his bosom, that he saw down through the time, even though he saw all time. And he elected you for his sovereign purpose, that his name may be honored among a nation of heathens, and a nation of corrupt people. So let us, as the seed of Israel, honor our Abba. Let Torah be in our lips all the day long for the mighty works that he has done. Hallelujah. I want to this day, Yahweh's will, that I open up a simple truth. It is amazing what the book expressed unto us. But Yahweh has made it so simple that there shall be no shadow of doubting. Because when a man begins to doubt, he becomes double-minded. And a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Everything that he apply himself to do, there is doubt. I do not care what it is, there is always doubt. And so Yah has given unto Israel a simple truth. It is without complexities, brothers and sisters. It is a yea and a nay truth. He does not try to fudge the lines or fudge his word, for it is the truth. I want to begin in this text today, and I want you to understand a simple truth that is so profound that it will cause your inward parts to rejoice mightily. We cannot say, and we do not know without a certain, that Yahshua dwells in us unless there is one specific thing in us. We can say with all of our verbiage, but it means nothing. We can dance, we can shout, we can dwell in the congregation, and yet our evil propensity is still there. The desire of corruption is still there. There is a sure sign of the Israel, and I will show us in the book so plainly. It is so simple that sometimes, because of our reading skill, we omit so many things, do we not? Oh, I know I do. I know I see things, but yet I do not see things. You never read anything that you perceive, that you read what you read, and when you read it again, it had changed. And you read it again, it changed again, until you finally began to concentrate and look at each word, then you began to realize. That's why Yah tells us that every call or every word of Yah is pure. Every word of Yahweh is pure. Every word that he speaks, it has the power of revelation unto us. It may seem simple, but every word that he speaks unto us, it is pure. And we get caught up in a singular word instead of every word. We must be caught up in every word that Yah speaks unto us. I want to read a prophecy that came forth out of the bosom of Dawid, of David. As he spoke of this Yahshua that would come, and the power and the strength of his kingdom. And he gave unto Israel the assurance, when the blood was spilled, then the bread Shadassah of Yah place in the lap of Israel. We will know when Yahshua comes in. We will know. And the only way we're going to know is by the book. We have learned ways by religion,
But it did not give us assurance. This is our assurance here. Not only is it our assurance, but it gives us the insurance of Almighty Yahweh. We are insured if we walk in this truth. I would have begun in the book of Tehillim, Psalms. And I want to read sporadically a few verses in this text. That which says in Psalms Tehillim, he says in verse 44. Now he tells us, Barak or bless, full of the delight, the joy of Yah, is a man that makes Yahweh his trust. When a man puts his confidence in Yahweh, when he trusts in the living word of Yahweh, then that man has the fullness of the assurance of Almighty Yahweh. And when Yah baraks a man, when he pours out his blessing upon that man, then he has the conscience, the thought, the mind of his purpose on to Almighty Yahweh. And his love is assured daily. It is filled with fatness. When he offer up unto the Abba those things that he delights in. So when a man makes the Yahweh his trust, he's a man that his conscience is clear. His love is full of gladness. There's a joy that supersedes even the trials and tribulations that he encountered. He said, the man that trusts in Yah and respect not the proud, nor such as one that turn aside to lies, to fable. He is a man that will not regard those that walk in their arrogant attitude when it comes to the things of Yah. When they denounce the very fabric of truth, when it is evident that the truth is there, Yah did not give us words to be dispelled. He gave us every word that we live by, every word that comes from his bosom. Is Yahshua the word of Yah from his bosom? And so everything that he spoke was from the bosom of Yahweh. He had heard the Abba speak every word that Yah spoke within the confines of his love. Yahshua is the power, or he is the life of that which came out of Yahweh Almighty. So we cannot live by partial truths. We cannot turn away from truth to lies. Because if we are a people that do that, then we began to walk in our own pride. We began to lift our own selves and say, I have the ability to interpretate things of my own. Everything that Yah speaks unto us must be revealed by the Ru'ah. It must be revealed by His Spirit. It cannot be revealed by the mind of man. Because the mind of man, it is a coagulation of mixtures of mess. Fleshly, corrupt, vile, insidious. That's why Yah has truly sealed Israel. And the Ruach HaKadosh comes to say, this is the assurance of the house. You have been sealed by the truth, the word of Yah. I will show us. You are not in Yahshua the body unless there is something particular that is in you. For the book will show us. He says in verse 5, many, O Yah, my Abba, are thy wonderful works which you have done. And we sang the song, the wondrous works of Almighty Yahweh. What a wondrous thing he has done. I cannot comprehend the power of that magnitude, how the power of this word became flesh and it dwelt among us. But yet he made man, did he not? Yet the wondrous works of Yah, he made the grass to grow from the ground, and seeds began to come forth from the grass. He gave a chicken, and within that chicken were the ladders of eggs for man to consume. What a wondrous work that Yah has performed among and in the midst of this Olam, that we may know the wondrous power of Yah. He takes something that is made of dirt. He causes it to walk upright. He breathes the power of his Yoshak. When he breathed into Adam and Shava, they were his seed for eternity. He cannot go back on his words. And yet out of that bosom came the Yoshak, the living power of his truth. And that is Yahshua. For he is the beginning of the book. For the book is him, because he is the living words of Almighty Yahweh. And that's why the scroll is written of him. He said, the works that you have done, they are wondrous, and thy faults which are toward us. My, you tell me your faults, Almighty Yahweh, they are toward us. Israel, your thoughts, your mind, it is almost like a young man waiting for the wife of his youth. And his thought is not deterred by other inventions or other things. But he puts his mind on the beauty of the gem, of the jemul that Yahshua sent, and the virtuousness of her purity and her tzedakah. And so his mind is constantly set upon the very beauty of that gem, and it is not easily distracted at all. And that is what Israel is unto Yahweh, that his mind is toward us, his thoughts toward us, his compassion toward us. That is why he corrects us. He is not correcting America. He is not correcting Russia. He is not correcting Nigeria or China. He is correcting the seed of Israel. He is not putting his stick upon those in Guatemala. But he is taking his rod to correct the remnant of the seed in Guatemala. He is not trying to correct the nation of Japan. But there is a remnant in Japan that Yah is going to correct. And every son that he received, every child of Israel that is his, he corrects them. To show us that we have a pure birth. And our birth is from above. And not by some sensual birth. But a birth that is profoundly in the bosom of Yahshua. It is expressed unto us. That birth is beyond our comprehension. It's beyond our logic. That's why even one of the most profound Pharisees, Nicodemus, when he came to Yahshua, he tell me, how can this thing be done? How is this birth? How does this thing transform me? For I've already come out of the womb of my mother. How can it be done? There's a birth unto Israel, the washing of the water of Hamashiach, the birth of the power of his Ruah. All these things transpired once the blood was spilled. When the dam was poured out upon Calvary, then what we call the Brit Jadasa unto Israel, it was formed in Israel. It is his covenant of life. It is the birth. It is the rebirth of this word that he gave unto Israel because of the weakness of the flesh. They cannot adhere to it. They cannot understand it. But the power and life of that word was expressed in Yahshua. And because he lives in us, does he? Well, what word was in him? I will show you what was in his heart. I will show you what was in the love of Yahshua. And if this is not in our love, I don't give a damn what anyone says. We are not of the seed of Israel. I don't care about the color of your skin. It means nothing. It is a rotten, stinking thing. Your flesh is foul, it's wicked, it is a sinful machine that carries out corruption and every form of wickedness. I want to show us who was in the love of Yahshua. I'm glad that I must continue to study this book. Hallelujah. Because I miss so much, and I'm glad of that. Because if I didn't miss so much, then I will not go back to see what I miss. And because I miss so much, I have to go back to correct myself. And by correcting myself, then the light of his truth shines a little brighter. The causes take father's hope to burn deeper within the level of Israel. So your thoughts are toward us. They cannot be understood. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. We cannot even understand the thoughts of Yah. We don't understand how he feels toward Israel. And our flesh is doing all it can to separate itself from the Abah of Israel. Do not trust in the lying vanities of man. Do not trust in your own lying vanity. It is your own vanity of mind that speaks to you. That speaks to you to oppose Yahweh. That drives you in a path that is not the path of Almighty Yah. Yet his thoughts toward Israel, they are great and they are marvelous. They are wondrous thoughts toward us. If I would declare and speak of them, They are more than can be numbered. Who know the extent of the numeric order and the number system that we have? Yet, David said, if I spoke of your wondrous work and your thoughts toward us, they're more than can be denominated. That is a mind that is sound. That is a mind that is set with great passion upon what and whom he has elected. That is a mind that has a great concern for those that he has elected and called for his purpose. And because of that, he said, I will prepare a body. And I will show you the essence of the body of Yahshua. I will show you this. He says in verse 6, sacrifices and offerings, you did not desire. You had no desire for those things. Sacrifices and offerings, you did not you did not desire. You did not take pleasure in them. They were not favorable for you. You did not even like it. He said, my ears have you open, burnt offerings and sin offerings have you not required. He said, I've not required that from you. I have not required the offerings of sacrifices from you. For what can we give unto him? What can we offer unto Yahweh? There's nothing we can offer. That's why the praises of Torah, Huda, unto Yahudu, unto Yah, they're great offerings unto him. There's nothing any greater than that. He says, now I will bring a deliverance unto Israel, and I will give you confidence in this great mighty works of deliverance that I will work in the midst of my bayat. He says in verse 7, I want you to hear carefully. I want you to understand. This is a prophecy. This is Yahshua, the word of Yah speaking in the first person. Now this is Yahshua speaking. Do you all hear this? It says, then said I, Hane, observe, I come, behold, I come in the volume of the soul. It is written of me. It is written of Yahshua. Is that so? Is this not Yahshua and the first person speaking? He said, the book consists of what I am, who I am, my integrity, and what is in me. Now, what is it, Yahshua? What is it, the love of Yahshua? We must understand that. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, I delight our whole faith. I delight, I take pleasure to do your will, Yahweh. Do you take pleasure to do the will of Yahweh? Do you take pleasure to do the will of Yahweh? Do you take pleasure to do the will of Yahweh? There is speculation there. Undoubtedly, there's no power of the living truth of Yahshua in you. If he corrects me, I'll take pleasure in that. If he removes me from this life, I take pleasure. So as Yahshua said, I take pleasure to do your will. How could he do that? It had to be something in him. It had to be something of great power and of magnitude in him. We cannot say that we are in him unless this is in us. What is it, preacher? Oh, Yahweh, my Abba. He says, I delight to do your will. The soul is written of me. He said, I delight to do your will, O Yahweh, my Abba. Yes, he declares. Your what? Your what? Your Torah. Your Torah is where? Within my love. It is the Torah of Yah that is in the love of Yahshua HaMashiach. Do you all hear that? He said, I delight to do your will. That is why many do not delight to do the will of Yah. Because the Torah of Yah is not in their love. He said, I delight to do the will, you are my Abba. Oh yes, because your Torah, your law, the power of your government, it is in my love. Now that is what scripture says. Now if the Torah is done away with, there is no power to this one that came as the Yasak of Yah. He has no true identity at all. The only way he could come with the power of Torah in him. He is the living essence of Torah. For your Torah. Is that what it says, my brothers and sisters? Is that difficult to understand? So there is no way we can declare that we are in him. Are we the body of Yahshua? What was in the body? Was the Torah in the body? Was the body of Yahshua filled with the Torah in its leather? So if we are the body, we cannot be the body without the Torah of Yah. Where a man despises the mitzvah of Yah, he has turned himself as the prophet has said, don't be lifted up with the proud. Don't give them honor. Don't want to be like the proud. Don't turn aside to lies. And that is what this generation has done. It has turned aside to a false mythical being that is not based upon scripture. Yah said, you will know Yahshua when he comes because Torah is in his left. That's why this generation cannot delight in the things of Yah. They have traditions in their hearts, but the Torah is not in their left. This is the prophecy. This is the first person Yahshua speaking in the first person. This is not Daiwi. This is the power of this Hamashiach. This is the power of the living word of Yah speaking. He said, your Torah, your law, Yah. I know it says that in KJV, but in that translation of the true identity of the Hebrew expression, it is Torah. It is Torah. It is Torah. Your Torah is in my lap. What is in us? Does Yahshua dwell in us by faith? By Yah's imunah. By that measure. He's giving you that measure for Yahshua to dwell in you. So if we have the heart of Yahshua, then what is in our lap? The Torah. His imat, the Torah, the Torah. So what has replaced the Torah in the lev of many? The traditions, the religious actions, the emotions and their feelings. But it is not what was in Yahshua. He said, I will read that again. Hallelujah. Oh, many times I've read that, but this time the light of it was revealed. Hallelujah. That's why we must study the word of Yahweh. That's why Yah, before Yahshua ascended, he descended, and he gave gifts unto men. And you can reject that all you want to this nation of hypocrisy. Trust no man, don't trust any man. Yet he gave gifts unto men. He gave gifts unto men to open up the knowledge and life of Torah teaching, the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And if we don't have that today, we're going to be a mess of fools and ignoramuses. We try to interpret it on our own. You cannot tell a mathematician the components of the math equation that he's working on if you never experienced that. Yahweh does not raise up these young foolish novices to take the authoritative place that they want to take in the place of the body of Hamashiach. That's why when the elders were removed from Israel, you saw them demising at the falling of the land. Why? Because there was no correction in the land. You must say, I'm men of elderly strength and a knowledge of the truth of Yahweh to express unto the buyer of Israel their sins. The thing that was in Yahshua's lev was the Torah of Yah. The Torah of Yah. That was in his lev, the Torah, the disciplines, the government, the power of his statutes, his ordinance. That was in Yahshua. The mitzvah of Yah. He said, thy Torah. Thy law to live, thy law of life, thy law of progression, thy law of prosperity, it is in my lap. That's why he delighted to do the purpose of Yah. That's why he took great pleasure in doing the will of Yahweh. That's why he suffered the death on that stake, and it was not a gruesome thing unto him. He knew that when the work was finished, he cried out, he gave up the Ruah of Almighty Yah. That it was going to be the power of the Ruah to raise that body from that grave. And in that power of the Ruah of Yah raise that body from the grave. It is the Ruah of Yahshua, the Torah of life. I'm telling you, that's going to raise the jailer, Evangelist Horn, Bishop Bates, their bodies from the grave. Now it's not in the lap of Yahshua, this trash, these laws that go forth today. But he said, thy law, thy Torah, your Torah, Yah, your Torah, Yah, it is written. Your Torah is in my lap. Has he not sealed you, Israel, with the writing of his Torah in the lap? And the blood was spilled, he wrote in Israel, the power of life of that Torah, that we may take pleasure in doing the will of Yahweh. They can do all their scatting and their emotional tirades all they want to, brothers and sisters. That is not the sign that Yahshua is in them. They can cry and wail like beasts of the field. There is not the son that Yahshua is in them. They can give to the poor. They can give their monies. They can give tremendous amount of offerings and say, look what I've done. But that's not the son that Yahshua is in you. The Ruach HaKodesh of Yah, it came to witness after the blood was spilled. Not before. It came to witness of great power in Israel. Well, how were they kept before then? They were kept by the power of the word of Yah. That's why he had nabis and judges, shoftims to judge Israel. To show them they were kept by the truth and the power of that word. And now he has done a rich Hadassah, an excellent thing. It is by the power of the Ruach that we know that Yahshua dwells in us. We shall be resurrected by that power. It is by the witness of the Torah that is in Israel. No other way. We delight to do your will. Why? Because your Torah, yeah. Your Torah is in my love. Then I said, behold, hine, look, observe. Yahshua said, I come in the volume. Me'ilah, the fullness, the strength, the depth, the volume. I come in the volume of this scroll. From Bereshit to Melikaya, I come in this volume because it is written of me. Verse 8, he said, I have faith, I delight, I take such pleasure, I take great honor to do your will, O Yahweh, my Abba. And he exclaimed with an exclamation that he said, yes. Oh, yes. He said, your Torah is within my love. Your Torah is within my love. Not traditions, my brothers and sisters, but the Torah of Yahweh. Not the tradition of the Judaizers. Not the traditions of the man of color, not the tradition of the man of the cream complexion. He said, but your Torah is within. It's within my love, not on my level or my mind, but your Torah has a specific place within me. And that is what the Torah of Yah must have within Israel. For that is the life of Israel. And Torah does not bring death. Oh, it brought death under the letter of the Torah. But he has given us a Brit Jodasa. He has given us a renewed power and a revived strength of the Torah. He knows that man is weak. Hallelujah. And we are all weak. That's why we must be strengthened by the assurance of the word of Yah. That is in Yahshua, his Torah, brothers and sisters. And if Yahshua dwells in our love by Emunah, there can be nothing in us but the Torah of Yah. I don't care how we feel about granddaddy, grandmama, sister, brother, but this is the truth of Yah. And it must be, and it must be, and it must be acknowledged upon the line by the mouth of Shaul, by the mouth of Kephar, the Shilishiams, that were ordained by Yahshua to proclaim the power of this doctrine. For the Nabis wrote about it, the Nabi wrote about it. They declared this truth. For Yahshua, the Torah of Yah, is in my love. I delight to do your will because your Torah is in me. Yahshua said, I have declared, I have preached Tzedekah in the great congregation of Israel. He said, I have not refrained my lips, O Yahweh, for you know your Yada. You recognize, you understand who I am, for you know all things, Yahweh. He has declared the Tzedekah of Yah in the midst of the great congregation. It's not Yahweh's Tzedekah, his righteousness from everlasting to everlasting. It's not his Torah, the Emet, the truth. It is the power of his Torah. Yahshua had the power of Torah in him. His life was Torah. Yah's thoughts are to guide us. His thoughts toward us to lead us. To bring us down the path that will bring the fullness of his promises in our lives. To produce in us an abundance, an overabundance of the fruit of Tzedekah. Yahshua preached the Tzedekah, the righteousness the righteous Torah of Yah, spoken by the Ruah, because he was the life of it. He was the fullness of Torah and life in this physical body, that there were no sin in him at all. He did not transgress. He did not defy what Yah commanded, and nor did he allow his lips to be refrained from what the Torah says. We are a generation that we don't want someone to speak Torah unto us. We don't want the wisdom of Torah spoken unto us. When a man speaks from the wisdom of Torah, he speaks from the love of Yahshua. Yahshua takes great pleasure in pleasing the Abba. And pleasing the Abba is to honor, to observe, to love, to have a hava for the Torah. For the Torah is in the love of Yahshua. And if we love Yahshua, if we have that mind, that heart, then we have the same Torah in him. The same Torah of life of Yahweh is in us. And if we have not the Torah, we are none of his. These mitzvah of Yah, everything in the Torah is based upon this pure Torah of law, this Torah of life. The first four deals with Yahweh, do they not? How to love him, to honor him. And the latter six deal with loving our neighbors, our brothers, as ourselves. And upon these two commands, the Torah of Yah hinge upon them. So the stipulations of Torah hinge upon that. That's what it does. If we go out here and one of our cows break down our neighbor's fence, do we repair it? Yes. Do we repair it greater than what it was? Yes. Do we go down the line a little farther than what they tore down? I know we would here. We will make retributions righteously back unto our neighbor. And there's one thing about Yisrael, the Torah is written there. That's why the Ruah, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, right? So he has put this truth in us. And the witness of his Ruah and Yahshua in us. And then we go to the book and we see what is in the scroll of life, Yahshua, that scroll. And we know that the witness is true. Yahshua could have nothing else in him but the Torah of Yah. And that was in his love. And that is why we as Israel, we must be born, we must have the Brit Shadasa, we must be born again, the power of this life of his Torah resurrect from us. And the only way it's going to be done, we must bear about the marks of Yahshua, as Shaul says, in our bodies. We must be impelled. We must impel the lust and the desire of the Ruah and the flesh that prevents us from moving into the dynamic things of Yahweh. We will always be slothful, full of poverty. We will never have the ability to move beyond what we are unless we get the life of this truth for real in this love. That is the only way. The Torah, the guidance of Yah, in the love of Yahshua. He said, I preach unto the great congregations, your Sadiqah. And I refrain not my mouth. And he said, Yah, it is a fact that you know. If I have not, you know. And scripture tells us, he declared this. Turn quickly to Jeremiah 23:5. Jeremiah 23:5. Behold, the day comes, says Yah. I will raise to Dawid a Sadiqa branch. Is that Yahshua? Is that branch that Yah has raised up, is that Yahshua? And Yah tells us, and he shall be a melech, a king, and he shall reign, and he shall shakol, he shall prosper, he shall be prudent in the wisdom of Yah, he shall do things circumspectly, he shall be wise, and he shall be of wise understanding. He shall raise up from the seed of Dawid a Sadiqa branch. Yahweh has done that. Yahshua is that secret branch, a Sadiqa, and he shall prosper, he shall be wise, he shall be prudent, and he shall execute mishpat, judgment, and justice in the Olam. Now how can he do that? How can this branch that is raised up from Almighty Yah, how can he execute the Sadiqa judgment of Yah? How can he do that? There's only one way he can do it, brothers and sisters. Listen to me. It is because the Torah is in him. You cannot execute Sadiqa, righteous judgment, without the Torah of Yah in you. That's how he's going to do about the living Torah. The Torah's in his left. So the word declares he's going to execute the Sadiqah judgment of Yahweh. And the only way he can do that is by the ordinance, the statutes, the precepts, and the lines of Torah. That's the only way he can do that. No other way. It cannot be done. That's the only way we can do it too. You can't do it any other way. Unless the Torah of life is in you, then your judgment, it is corrupt. It's vile. You respect the proud. You respect the wicked. You honor those that Yah says don't honor them that way. And your judgment is not true. Because they're gifts unto you, your judgment is vile and is wicked. We know that we are the true seed of Israel because we have the precepts of Torah in us. Yahshua, he is the branch of the extension of Dawid, and Yah raised him up. Yahweh raised him up. He brought this branch forth. He shall be a Melech. He shall be a king unto Israel. And he shall judge. He shall judge. He shall mishpat. He shall bring the Sadiqah, the righteous judgments of Yahweh among Israel. And he will deal with justice. Is the Torah just? If a man's cow breaks down another man's fence, and I use these analogies, is that not a just thing for the man to repair his fence? If a man has been under the bondage of oppression for usury for man for 7 years, he's given him 20% more than he should have gotten. Isn't it not right the Torah teach us that man be relieved of that after the 7 years? If a man is in bondage to a man, he's labored intensely for the man. Isn't it not right according to the Torah that man is free from that bondage and from being out of that hard labor, the man. But because of this damnable wicked nation called America, Babel she is. She is a confused Jezebel. She is a whore that has not the Torah of Yah. And all of this damnable Christendom, they can rise up any way they want to. There is no power to Christendom. There's only one power, and that is the power of Yahshua in us. Because the light of the power of Torah is in Israel. And our judgment is just, it's right, it is pure. It's not based upon identity and visual perception, but it's based upon that which he has written and put in the mind of Israel. That's why our judgment is so damnable, so corrupt, and so wicked. For Yahshua is not he. Listen, my brothers. Hallelujah. I don't feel like preaching today, but I will press on. Because he is mindful of us. His thoughts are on us. So he said, in the volume of this book, what causes life in me, I will cause it to be raised up. And in the raising up of that fleshly identity shall be my Torah. And I want that in you, that you will judge righteously. You will do things righteously, my statutes, to order your life aright, will bring life and longevity. That is what brings the strength of you. Not this damn trash we call Christendom, or religion, or Judaism, or any of that. Hallelujah. I don't back down. I will not. We're in a battle where we're going to have to be armed. We must be fully armed. We must be fully armed. We cannot go any further in this battle without being fully armed. Because if we're not, we're going to become afraid. You're going to turn back. You're going to forsake brothers and sisters. I'm here to tell you the battle is going to become more intense. Hallelujah. But we have the guidance of Yah in us. By the power of Yahshua. Hallelujah. This damnable atrocity they said was in Yahshua, the houses and land, not so. We dwell in a land we have no certain dwelling place. We don't want that. We live in a Sukkot. That's what we dwell in. We live in places whereby we're not building slate roofs on houses. We put tin roofs. Because we know that it is inorganic and it's going to be dissolved. We're not looking for the promises of this life. We're looking for the promises of the kingdom of the city of Yah. We're looking for the city whose building maker is Yah and it is not made. The foundations. That's what we're looking for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we're looking for. You will never have the power of the life of Yah without his Torah in us. And it must be in us. Hallelujah. Yahshua dwells in me. And I know he dwells in me because there's life to what was put within me. And if Yah put this, he says, your Torah is within my lev. His Torah was within the love of Yahshua, then what is within our love if Yahshua dwells in us? The Torah is not grievous unto us. The Torah of Yah is our delight. That He has put that in you, brothers and sisters. He has charged you to trust you with that Torah. Did He trust Yahshua with the Torah? He could not pull all Israel up on that mount with Moshe. He could have, but He did not. He pulled one, the embodiment of His power, of His Hamashiach, whereby Yahweh raised up what was like Allah to Moshe, and His name was Yahshua. Not these damn dogs that sit there raised up like Moshe. And He gave unto him the Torah, the mitzvah of life unto Israel. He did not take it to the Hittites. He did not take it to the Jebusites. He took it to Israel. Took it to Israel. He took it to Israel. That's who He took it to. And not only that, but Yah did it with a great work, didn't He? Sure He did. So has brought the life of the power of this Torah alive in us with a great work. When the blood was shed. We've been sprinkled in that blood. That blood solidified and sealed the power of Torah in Israel. It is the only offering that Yah delighted in. It pleased Yah to bruise Yahshua. It pleased Yahweh that He suffered. It pleased Yahweh that He endured the contradictions of men. It pleased Yah. And once the dripping of that blood began to drip, and to make sure it dripped, the spear was ran into His side, and out came the living water and the cleansing power of the atonement of Almighty Yah. It says that this is the power and the life of Torah. It is not what these dogs teach. It is not what the spirit of bastardom and men like T.D. Jakes and Creflo Dollin Bishop long down there. And these TBN liars, the Benny Hinn, the hinges of hell. Their doctrines are based upon the, and they hinge upon the dog soothsaying power of hell. It's not based upon the truth of Almighty Yah. Is that based upon the living power of Yah? For the living truth of Yahweh that Yahshua the Torah was within His love. At that bit in Him, He had the power to judge righteously. That's why He knew exactly who He elected. He knew that they were the seed of Israel. He elected one, the name was Yahuda Iscariot, to show the very compulsive nature, and that's what He represents. The wickedness of Israel, what they will sell out the Torah of Yah for some of the frivolous opportunity to have fellowship. We will sell out the Torah, the life of Torah, for the wicked to have some kind of relationship with them. But Yahshua said, I come to judge. He said, the power of the Torah comes to judge. And it does it justly. It does it right. It does it with the emphatic statement of Almighty Yahweh. Yahweh has put His exclamation mark upon it. You cannot declare that you are the power of Yah without the Torah of Yahweh in you. Did Yahshua come in the power of Yah? Was the Torah of Yahweh in His left? Now you can't say that it's not Yahshua. You're a flat out fool. Huh? This is Yahshua. This is the word of Yah. Is not Yahshua the word of Yah? This is the word of Yah speaking in the first person. You can reject it all you want to. The volume of the book, the better shite, the word spoken, and then everything that exists we see today by the spoken word, by the living power of Yahshua. And that is the truth. You can reject that. You can deny it to your own demise, but this is the word of Yahweh. Is that not simple what I just read? It doesn't take a rocket scientist or a scholar to understand that. But an earthly people, we that have been rejected have no understanding of liturgy, of the history of things, no more than what the book says, because that's all you look at. You don't need to look at anything else but what the book says, the scroll. Hallelujah. And yet it reveals a simple, profound truth. Hallelujah. To let us know that His thoughts are upon Israel. And you can't name or you could not number the thoughts as He think of us. For you don't know the mind of Yah unless you have the power of Torah in you. That's why we find it so difficult to please Him. Because we have allowed the Torah to be offered up for some kind of association, we can't do that. So Yeshua came to declare, to teach Zorah, to teach, to explain the power of the Torah, the life of Yahweh, that comes from His words. For the words that He spoke, was He not the living word of Yah? Were they not Ru'ah? Were they not able to quicken and make alive? Were those words not life? They were spirit and they were life, brothers and sisters. They were Shahim. They were the life of Yahweh. And what Yah speaks to us, it is to produce His life in us. That's why He talks to us. That's why His thoughts are upon us, Israel. That's why He corrects us to say, you don't understand, David. I do this to show you what I have in you. That's why He chasing us. You ought to delight in that He corrects you. Because if He did not correct you, then you know that you're born of a spiritual religious whoredom. You're bastards. You're Jerims. You're born of bastardom. We have not been born by a concubine, for our birth has come from Jerusalem above. It has not been associated with some concubine that Yah has procured on Himself to bring us forth. But we have come by the birth of His Emet, His truth, and by the living power of His Torah. That's our birth, brothers and sisters. Not this damnable atrocities, whole houses, tell folks that they've been born again, this diddish physical emotion. That's not the power of the birth of Yah. It is the birth of the Torah that's in us, that He has birthed and has come alive, and we delight, take pleasure to do the will of Yah. He did not start this process in us just in the shedding of the blood of Yeshua. It was from the beginning. Before the foundations of the world, did He not know and preordain, predestinate us to become sons? So He knew before the world was ever formed. Hallelujah. Before there was a Torah given unto man, He knew what it was going to take. What He tried to express unto man, say, look how much I love you. Trust me. Trust what I say. That's what Yah wants. He literally wants to talk to you as an Abba. It is nothing that is more devastating when an Abba is upset with his son. His son has gone astray and done things that are wickedly wrong. He doesn't want to talk to the boy. He looks at him and say, boy, because if I talk to you, you will make me hurt you. Just go ahead now. Oh, that's the Ahava of a true Ahava. That's the true Ahava. Hallelujah. And so why she gives you, he gives you unto your husband, man, that you will bring a little temperament there. It brings a little subtleness there. That's what it is. But when a boy goes astray from the wisdom of his father, he doesn't want to talk to that boy. He'll look at him and say, look at him. And the boy doesn't even speak to him. He doesn't speak because he knows that the Avad, whether his anger, if he speaks his anger, will be vented upon him. And so Yah says, Yisrael, you've done wickedly. Here's my mediator. Go to him, but don't make me say nothing to you now. Because when I speak, the earth is going to tremble. Hallelujah. Woe unto them that desire the day of Yahweh, the visitation of Yahweh. Woe unto us. There's a day of terror and great affliction. I want to move a little farther. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in Tehillim 40 and 10. Turn back quickly. I have not hid, I have not concealed your Sadiqah within my hearts. We have not concealed the Sadiqah of the Torah of Yah within our love. See, this is a generation that has hidden the Torah of Yah. Is this not what it says in Tehillim 40, 10? What was in the lap of Yeshua? The Torah. And so if he has not hid or concealed, that means that he has allowed it to flow, right? So he said, I have not hid, I have not concealed your Torah or your Sadiqah. And we know what the Sadiqah or of Yahweh is. We know what the righteousness of Yahweh is, don't we? It is his Torah. He said, I have not hidden it in my lap. I have not Yah. He said, I have declared your faithfulness and your Yeshua. I have not concealed your love kindness and your what? Is his Torah the truth? Is the Torah of Yahweh the truth? Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. There are men that are unscrupulous. They have held the truth of Yah in unrighteousness. There are men that defy the Torah. There are men that will not order our feet aright in the mitzvah of Yah. They will put them in their courthouses, their schools, and they are dungeons of darkness and hell. They are instruments of corruption and death and all. The court systems in America are unjust and wicked. They're vile. Can I tell you this? One of the young men last night out at the prison camp, I said to him, "How long have you been here?" He said, I've been in the system for 13 years. I said, "What did they catch you with?" I knew it was drugs. He said, "They caught me with 49 grams of crack." I say, "How much time did they give you?" He said, "They gave me 30 years. What a dismal, abominable act." You can say what you want to. He might get caught with an ounce of cocaine and he doesn't get but a year in prison. They say that crack causes people to act violent. Well, all drugs distort the murder man. Who's more violent than alcoholics? They kill their wives, their sons, they rape their daughters. This damn Babel America, this Jezebel raised up by bastardom. I don't care what these perverts say. Yes, I believe they came in their spirit of Christendom because they were renegades. They were men that were defilers of the truth. They were men that rejected the truth. And they established this whore of what they call liberty. And there's no liberty that is inhibited by this Jezebel. You ought to be a man and knowing you're a woman, that's all right. She's a wicked house. But yet the Torah brings Sodi judgment. It tells us that we kept a young man and a young woman together. If she did not cry out, then you remove that from the camp of Israel. You make them marry. She's a virgin. He'll marry her, and he can never divorce her all the days of his life. That's the truth. And so what we have today is the writing of divorcement. Unreconcilable conditions. We can't get along together. Because you don't have the Torah of Yah in you. You don't have the Torah of truth in you. I will not back down, my brothers and sisters. The Torah of Yahweh, it is not some ancient, decrepit script for us. It is a lively script for us in our lives today. It produced an enormous amount of power and strength. Don't tell me this damnable stuff we call Christendom is producing strength. Produce every kind of vile thing it is, every kind of inordinate action there is. There is no discipline, no order at all. None whatsoever. Everything is permissible. And the Torah, it keeps us from those things that do not please Yah. Did Yahshua do the things that cause unpleasure unto Yah? He did everything to please him. Why? Because he had the Torah of Yah written. It was within his lev. It was in his inward parts. And that was what showed him and kept him on the path of Yah. You're not going to stay on the pathway of Yahweh without the Torah. And so the enemy has done all he could to change the order of Torah. He has taken the Shabbat and made it the first day. He has taken the first day and said, "This is the Shabbat." He has taken titles, quote, Lord God Jesus, and substituted that for the name whereby we are saved in. He has done all these things. He has permitted every kind of vile action there is. The Catholic whorehouse does it. Tell me what that Jezebel doesn't do. She has a form that seems right, but it's an abominable act that she commits. She raises up her vicars that say they speak for Yah. Well, Yah sure speaks for Yahweh, yeah? And I know that he is in me. How do I know that? Because the Torah of Yah is in me. And that's what speaks to me, the Torah. You can hear the Torah of Yah, the life of the Torah of Yahshua is the life, the living Torah of Yah. Then you cannot hear Yah if he spoke unto you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. It is the faithfulness of Yahweh. Yahshua said, "I have not hid it. I have opened it up unto Israel. I have not concealed Yahweh, your love kindness. I have not, Yahweh, concealed your truth from the great congregation of Israel." He has not. He has opened up his great truth. What is his great truth? The revelation of Torah. For your Torah, your law, your Torah is the is ha'imat, is the truth. And that is what he opened up unto us. It was locked in our lab, brothers and sisters. It was locked there. The key, the mysteries, or the key to that, we didn't know how to open it. But Yahshua, when he went down into the grave, and that's what that shallow pit of hell represents. We were all hellish, were we not? Well, we're not bound in the hellish activities. And he came by and said, here's Dean. All right, Puma. You know, here's Gene. That Puma. Here's Yosha. Puma. Here's Dr. Pam. And he took the key of life. For here's the key of life. Come on here, somebody. And he opened up that dark thing, our own dark hearts, which deceive us. And every kind of vile thing that is imaginable is from our own level. He opened it up. That's what he did, Elder Wyman. He said, come on. And Wyman, boom, he opened up that heart. He opened up the strength of Torah. Is he not the key of life? Sure he is. He has the keys to life. He has the key to death. He has the key to the grave and hell. Only Yahshua. And so he went down into that grave darkness, into our dark, intimate, secret chambers, and he opened it up, and all of a sudden the Torah began to flourish, and the power of Torah began to come out, and the life of Torah, the precepts, the concepts of Torah began to fashion everything in the book. It is a metaphor of Yah and Yisrael. That is what it is, my brothers and sisters. When he came down to us in our hellish ways and our wicked ways, he declared unto us, I'm the living power of Torah. I'm the strength of Torah. I'm the assurance of the Torah of Yah. He has put it in you from the day that this blood was dropped, Yisrael. That's why without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. You have none at all, brothers and sisters. Let no one catch you today. They can reject Yahshua all they want to. There is no remission of this, and the sins that remain. They transgress, they defile the Torah of Almighty Yah. He came down to our hellish hearts. I will fill with lust, were they not? Yeah. Filled with every kind of wicked imagination. Yeah. Every kind of sinful, perverted activity, was it not? Yeah. Every kind of corrupt thing that could be conjured up, we had that in us. And Yahshua came with the key. With the key of the life of Torah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You understand, Israel, he had the Torah in Israel from the foundations of the world. But the life and the power of that Torah was never understood until the key opened the door. It was locked up, stored up until the day and the time and the season of redemption. And when Yahshua came down, we began to walk through hell. He said, Gee, open up and give me your heart. Boom. And the key opened up. And the Torah and the life of Torah began to flow. He said, James, you wicked thing. He said, open your mind, boy. Here's the key. Here's the wisdom of Yah. And I take this key of life and I open up your lev. And now the power of this life of the Torah, I come into your level, and that which is already there shall come alive. It shall be the strength of the Sadiqah, the righteous judgment of Yah. It shall produce the power of fruit for the Ruach HaKodesh. What I will sin will make assuredness so that you will perform according to what is in your level. Not according to the traditions of men. Not according to this wicked Babel America. Not according to this religious Jezebel. But according to the purpose of Almighty Yahweh. He has done a great thing in Israel. I don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. He has done a great thing in Israel. Hallelujah. Were they not the least of all people? It was not many. So it is today. There are not many in the camp of Yahweh. Don't let anyone fool you with all of these billions, millions that Billy Graham is supposed to have brought to the knowledge of Yah, and all of these at Rex Humbar, and all of these men, they're all fading out. Hallelujah. I believe that Yah is going to raise up in this nation, or one nation. It doesn't, the man doesn't have to come from this wicked Babel, but he shall stand with a proclamation so profound that it will cause the inward parts of man to tremble when they hear the word spoken by the mighty man of Yah. And that is the truth, whether we receive that or not. That's what the enemy wants to remove us without having confidence in man. I have confidence in what Chau says. I have confidence in what Timothy has commanded unto the brethren there in Ephesus and to the house of Israel. I have confidence in what Kephar declared unto the tribes of Israel. I have great confidence in Philemon, the words that was spoken. I have great confidence in what Yochanan said to me as Yah entrusted him with the great revelation of the power of Yahshua. I have confidence in that. And I have confidence in him as being man of Yah. Yes, I do. The enemy is corrupt, isn't he? He trusts no one in his entourage. There's no honor among thieves. Was he not a thief from the beginning? So he tried to steal from the honor of Yah. So if you're a thief, you can't trust nobody. Hallelujah. Can I ask you something, wives? You don't have to answer me. Do you trust your husband? Hallelujah. Don't answer me. Just answer in your left. Ask you, husbands, do you trust your wife? And they are of the man, are they not? Sure they are, the wife is. Awful quiet. Because the man of Yah cut to the core of our sins. He revealed our corruption. That's what a true man of Yah will do. He will speak the word and will cut. It will cut. Everything he says will cut. It will cut. It will refine us. We're clearing the potter's hand. I don't want to get out of his hands. You may want to. Just keep molding me. Just take that living water, Yahshua. With that clay, you got to have water. Take a little blood and sprinkle it. That's what makes the colors. When you put it in the kiln, it is intensity of the heat. You don't have to need much color. When you put it in the kiln, that's when the brilliancy of the glaze and the colors come. You put a little glaze, and that's where the beauty comes. It can't be no false materials in there because it will crack. It will. And that's the truth. So potter, mold me. Make me. Shape me. Shape me by the Torah. Shape me by the love of Yahshua. Shape me by the Emat, the truth of HaMashiach. I don't want to be shaped by my own purpose. My own will, my own desire. Shape me by Yahshua, Yah. Shape me by the purpose of Yahshua HaMashiach. I want to make this thing a little more simple. The scripture says, listen now. Now we know that Yahshua cannot hide Yahweh's Sadiqa in his lev. And we know it says in Ibram Hebrews, look at this quickly, 8 and 10. This was after, this is the testimony to Israel. Yah says, for this is the bread, the covenant that I will make with the dead of Israel. After those days, what days? After the spilling of the dam of Yahshua. It was prophesied in Jeremiah. The same prophecy came forth in Jeremiah. In the 23rd, in the 30 and 30 chapter, in the 31st verse. 31, 31. But he says here in Ibrahim, in Hebrews, for this is the covenant that I will make with the dead of Israel. After those days, saith Yah. Now this is Yah speaking, isn't it? He said, I will put my Torah in their mind. I will write them in their lev. Now, what was in the lev of Yahshua? The Torah. The Torah was in his lev. Did he come to save the house of Israel? The Torah was in his lev. Come on, brothers and sisters. There's no way we can be in here without the Torah. There's no way that he is in us without the Torah in our lev. He said, this is the covenant. After those days, after the shedding of the blood, after the dam of Yahshua spill, I will write. I will put my Torah. At the level of Israel, and I will be to them the Abba, and they shall be to me a people. I bless you all for that. Wherefore, when Yahshua comes into the world, he says, sacrifices and offering you will not, but a body you have prepared for me. Are these not the same words of prophecy that came out of the bosom of David? For it was a body, it is the body that Yah has prepared. Is your body the tabernacle of Yahweh? Is it where the truth of Yah dwells? Does Yahshua inhabit your body? Well, what was in the lev of Yahshua must be in our lev. And that is the assurance of the witness that we are the seed of Israel. Because when he comes to the power of Torah, we don't reject him. We don't shut the door. We open the door and say, come in, Yahshua.
I've been waiting on you to come. For the door of my love is open unto you. So come in. I'll open up my love unto you. So when he comes to meet his company. And the company is the Torah that Yah, that he will know the place that he should be. And he knows what place he shall be. He just doesn't go in any place. And that's the truth. There are homes that I've gone to, I would not go inside. And that is the truth. There are places I would not even go inside. Are there places you will not walk in? There are stores, if I'm in the malls at times, and I very seldom go, I will not even walk in them. Those violent, wicked things of gangs, you know, I will not even venture into one of those places. It is at the origin of hell. I will not even go. I don't even like walking past them. They're eerie. They're vile. They're sadistic. And that is the truth. These games that they're coming out with today, they're so vile. I will never subjugate my child's mind to that kind of vile, satanic indoctrination. Why do you think that little fellow there in Cleveland the other day in his goth-type dressing could go in the school and just blast everyone to hell that he could? Why do you think that a nation like America, that if what in this nation says, well, I'm this way because of my environment, well, that's not acceptable. And yet they blast the hell out of the people in Iraq. They kill all of those children and the mothers yesterday. And they say, well, it is a terrorist's fault because they hide behind children. Well, these damn dogs, they hide behind their lies, their corruption, their wickedness, their vileness. I'm telling you, Israel, don't be a part of this nation. Come out from among America. Separate your mind from the identity. And the lust, because Yah's going to bring this whore. He's going to bring this whore down. I wish I could emphatically speak the way it cries in my inward parts. He's going to reduce this whore. This whore is going to be reduced. He's going to tear this whorehouse down. He's going to rip this whore to hell. She justifies all of her wickedness. She justifies all of her wrongdoings. Yahweh is going to rip this whore down. She destroyed a country that had no weapons of mass destruction. She went into a nation and has killed millions. She hired these security forces and they kill without thought. She takes these young boys and women over there that have played these video games and they have no sensitivity to life. And they will blow one away as quick as they will kill a fly or a mosquito without any feelings at all. That is the conscience of this nation. And Yah is going to sow among this nation. She is going to reap what she has sown. And she has so much violence, and that's why our streets are filled with violence. Your children must go through metal detectors in school. My, it sounds like a prison house to me. There's no liberty to learn in a damnable environment like that. Confronted with every kind of vile, corrupt thing. The teachers are corrupt. They're pedophiles. Feeling all your daughters, rubbing your little breasts. Feeling your little buttocks. Turning your sons into homosexuals. And every kind of vile thing it is. And they teach them lies. They teach them to reject Yah. To become gods.